The American Bar Association is protesting the procedures of military commission trials for prisoners being held at the U.S. Navy base at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. The group wants the Pentagon to make the rules for participating civilian defense lawyers more like those in civilian trials. The ABA voted to urge the reforms as it wrapped up its annual meeting in San Francisco yesterday. Rebecca Roberts reports.
It was late on the last day of the meeting when the ABA's House of Delegates finally turned to a vote on a call for zealous and effective assistance of civilian defense counsel for the military prisoners. The lawyers didn't even need to debate the question.
All in favor of report number 301, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, no. Report 301 passes.
Under the recent presidential order that defines procedures for these trials, each defendant is allowed to hire one civilian lawyer to serve with his military defense team. But those lawyers must operate under several restrictions. They can be kicked out of the courtroom if the proceedings are deemed classified, for instance, and their ability to consult outside experts is severely limited. But according to Neil Sonnett, who developed the ABA's new policy, what galls defense lawyers most is that privileged conversations with their clients may be monitored by the government for intelligence purposes.
No ethical attorney could agree to that in advance, and it makes little sense for the Defense Department to require, as a precondition of representation, that a lawyer sign an affidavit swearing that he agrees to it.
The restrictions are extreme enough that the National Association of Criminal Defense Lawyers has said that they believe it would be unethical for a civilian lawyer to participate in the military tribunals under current rules. The Pentagon says the rules are a delicate balance of justice and security. If a civilian lawyer has to leave the courtroom, for instance, the military defense team will remain. And monitoring attorney-client conversation may give the military valuable intelligence, maybe even advance warning of a terrorist attack. Defense Department representatives also insist nothing a defendant says in those conversations can ever be used against him. Neil Sonnett of the ABA doubts the military will drop the monitoring plan altogether, but perhaps it could be limited to specific situations.
We're kind of making this up as we go along, and there are lots of things about this process that are unprecedented. And I think the Department of Defense knows that in the course of developing rules and procedures that they're going to find things that perhaps should be changed for the benefit of the process itself. And most importantly, for the benefit of the standing of the United States in the eyes of the world community.
The ABA regularly issues recommendations to the federal government. Indeed, this is the third recommendation specifically concerning military tribunals. And some aspects of the previous reports have been adopted. Meanwhile, the government continues to prepare for the possible trials. President Bush has given the Pentagon six names of prisoners who have been declared eligible for military trials. Military prosecutors are still deciding whether to bring charges against them. For NPR News, I'm Rebecca Roberts in San Francisco.